Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
My rear end puckered when he walked in the room.
There's the mixtape right there.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Blank's man boobs are leaking.
And James Strebel.
It was eight Miami head. I thought they were fun. Sue me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I have been hard on Mark Blankenbaker from time to time.
Okay.
But I'm done. Do you hear me, Bobby?
Done until he provokes you again.
No. I'm done making fun of Mark.
Why?
Because he's certifiably crazy.
Oh, it's a Thursday. What's happening? Oh, yeah. Strebel's here.
Yeah.
It's time. You know what that means. We're in studio, and it is The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. A little Dan Issel for you on a Thursday.
It's a tease.
Feeling good. A little tease on a Thursday. Go ahead, Jack.
Hello, ladies.
You are deserving of something, which we'll get into here at the very top. But, fellas, good afternoon. How's everyone doing?
Oh, going great.
Going great?
Yeah.
Everything good at school?
Yeah.
Everything. Got a worksheet today?
Good day today. Very good day today.
A productive day?
No movie
very
today? Productive. No movies today. No movies.
Little movie today?
No. That
little
might
free
be,
time
that,
if you finish your homework day?
That might be Tuesday. Next Tuesday.
Because that's
the day before Thanksgiving break. So might be a lighter day.
little Santa Claus with Tim Allen, maybe?
Yeah, well, maybe that. Maybe Elf.
Boy, he Elf's sounds so
popular.
Loud.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. It has nothing to do.
I know. It's the mic.
You have a booming man voice.
I know.
You can't be stopped.
Yeah,
it's
but
okay.
Elf, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe
we'll
a little
see.
Elf?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Nothing. They don't like old
nothing
stuff.
Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. They don't like, I can't put on like Charlie Brown. Speaking of crazy.
No. Here's where Jack is right now. Jack now needs to be brought back down to earth.
Uh-oh.
And thank God we had John Bull today. John Bull was not amused, nor did he care about Jack Grossman asking John Calipari about the IU-UK rivalry.
Wow.
In fact, he bashed Jack for not following up and getting an actual answer.
And
that's what we needed. And then today...
Because he's a journalist.
He's a real journalist.
He's a real journalist.
As Bobby V would say. Yeah. But right now... Jack is sitting in so much butt sweat right now. He's struggling. I can see him. Intern Noah is here. And by the way, he started showing up on all my social media. Do you know this guy? I'm like, why is my phone listening to everything? I just mentioned a guy named Noah
and boom.
One time around my phone.
Noah Peterson?
And then geo-tracked my location and put us together. All of that in a millisecond.
Yeah.
But we got to call DFH. So Nate Huber, get on that. We will do that during the break because I noticed it was sweltering.
Yeah.
Okay. And I noticed Nick Valvano was derobing, but Nick Valvano derobes a lot of
all
times.
All the time. I mean, it always happens.
Here at the ESPN Louisville Studios. And then I saw Jack turn it down to 50 degrees.
50?
Oh, it was already on 50.
And I was trying
to turn it down more.
Even more. And I saw him in his sweatpants and I thought, oh, he's gonna have swamp.
Yeah. Oh,
swamp
butt.
Yeah.
Swamp booty, as maybe Blankenbaker would say.
Maybe Blankenbaker would say.
Yeah.
So there we go. We got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 680 105.7. We'll do the blitz coming up at 4 o'clock. Rick Bozich, WDRB, will be coming your way at 5 o'clock. We'll take your text and everything else. Strebel hat. Is it in your breast pocket?
No, actually, it's on the laptop.
Oh, it's on the laptop.
It's on. I'm staring at it.
I love this. He gets so happy with himself, Jack. whenever Strebel brings his feeble research and numbers, he's been battling. I think he was texting and driving, battling Mitch. There's shadow producing going on.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't stop battling him. That's why it had to be movie day, because
you battled him
for 30 minutes today.
No, it was like 10 minutes, maybe.
About Kentucky basketball after three games bragging about Sevier Wheeler
country's leading rebounder.
And you're
country's
bragging leading, after three
yeah,
games
leading, oh, you know, I'd rather bums. I'd rather brag against bums than be sad against bums. I mean, I'd rather brag against bums. Louisville fans are sad against bums.
And there it is.
I'm happy
and
against
there's
bums.
The pivot.
Oh, I got numbers.
I know. So he's got
I'm
numbers.
Ready.
He's got
I'm
numbers
ready today.
Today.
You get mid-major transfers, you get mid-major results.
The poor intern Noah just looking at
Grady.
You. And it, all of his Louis,
no, Kellen Grady's numbers are good.
Gear.
Yeah. Well, they're down. They're down, but they expected.
It's a little gutless.
There's a difference.
He's 50% from three, and like they didn't give him the ball for the first 30 minutes of the
exactly.
game the other night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's okay. He hit some in bum time.
I'll be true about Kellen Grady. I'm not gonna cover for him. But yeah, you get mid-major players, you get mid-major results.
Texas says Grossman's question to Calipari continues to be all the buzz. They talked about it today on KSR. How about that? Oh my God, he got the little Ryan Lemon.
Wow.
How about that?
Little Ryan Lemon on a Thursday
little
for
Ryan
Dan Grossman.
Lemon on a Thursday.
Man.
How about that?
I wonder if they said his name or just they just talked about the subject.
I doubt it. It was probably like
they don't know. Yeah.
I know.
And they wouldn't admit it.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
Some media member asked the question.
They should have done some
research. Wait a minute. Wait, is that what happened?
That's
Larry Ball wrote a blog entry.
And yeah.
Wait, I don't like that. We gotta get Nick Valvano to text Larry Vaught because I know he's got his number.
His name's Jack Grossman.
We gotta get Larry Vaught on the show.
Yes,
okay?
We do.
And we gotta get a volleyball preview, and we gotta tell him who Jack Grossman is.
Yeah.
Two birds, one stone.
Yeah, that volleyball preview is worth it. You gotta trick him into coming in by doing that.
It says Kentucky and Indiana no longer play annually, but a media member wanted to know if Calipari had talked to Woodson.
A media member.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Now you're a media member.
They probably thought you were a Kentucky media member, too. That's what's even funnier. Like,
no, they had to be confused. They probably thought he was, like, right out of college. Like,
or right for the student newspaper.
No, it was, like, in Hopkinsville.
I'm a media member.
You remember little Jason Anderson?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's dive into this, okay?
All right.
So we'll get into a bunch of nonsense today, obviously. I mean, Calipari today... I mean, he admitted that Shadon Sharpe's going to play.
Yes!
I don't know.
I didn't see that, but
you didn't see it? I mean, he didn't say it, but Jack, that's how you took it, right? Did you not take it that way? Uh-oh, why are you looking at me sad?
No, I haven't. I want to make sure. Now I'm questioning whether what I have cut about Shadon Sharpe is right, because he does get like, we'll see, but...
Uh-oh.
We'll see is a yes.
That's how I feel about it.
We'll see, you know.
I mean, you already got a loaded backcourt. You get one more, you get a little five-star, number three player in that class. You bring him on, number one player in the 2022 class. You got to play him. He's loaded up a little bit more, don't you? You know, maybe...
A little trade deadline move.
Yeah, a little trade deadline move. You just boost him up a little bit, get the athleticism
or
boosted up.
His minutes will be cut all the way to four. He'll be playing with Zam Payne.
Yeah.
So anyway, Calipari talked.
Still above Dante Allen.
Well, yeah.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that made me happy.
You haven't heard that yet? Boy, you've been off the grid.
Oh, I wish he was there on December 22nd.
You want to hear the sound right now? Then just get it out of the way.
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, okay. Well, the format of the show's ruined.
Sorry.
I was
going to
talk about U of L football, the mighty game against Cutcliffe. Go ahead, Jack. Let's do this now, then.
I don't think so. But, you know, when he gets here, we'll... You know, he may not be in any kind of shape to, you know, to really do it, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing.
Right?
He's playing. Right? There wasn't, well, no, the plan is this. The plan, no plan. It's just, we'll see.
Jack, I have your next question for Cal, too. We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
It involves Reed Sheppard.
Is he going out there Friday?
Well, no, we got to spread these things out.
Okay.
I'm in Tuscaloosa tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's going to Alabama.
Yeah.
So we'll get into all of that. Lane Kiffin rumored for Miami. Jackie Boy is going to Tuscaloosa. Bozich, Blitz. We got a bunch of sound as well. Brett McMurphy was on with Jeff Greer earlier today. We'll get to all of that. 437-9680. But as I do... I sat back and I thought about today's show,
mm-hmm.
and this is something that we did not get to Tuesday.
All right.
Okay, what happened Tuesday that the show got crazy?
Oh, that was the day Jack was going to go to Kentucky, and then we started getting into $150,
okay.
Asked the question.
Okay, I guess because Tuesday's show got away from us. We were disoriented, discombobulated, as Mike DeCourcy canceled on us
right.
to watch soccer,
yeah.
And we got very confused, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Team USA Soccer, who they drew, and that's not good enough.
For Jamaica, it's not good enough.
Not, but for Jason Ants, it will be.
Yeah,
because he doesn't hold his team to any standard.
No. No accountability.
Yeah, no accountability. And that's because he's... Anyway, speaking of, Mayor Fisher was on with Diener today.
Was he?
A couple texts came in we may have
uh-oh.
To read.
Well.
A couple texts. Jack's eyebrows. What? So anyway.
Yeah, he is.
And then yesterday, we were kind of heavy with guests.
Yeah.
You had a couple implosions. Jack was a hero.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Jurich news also gave us something to cuddle up to.
Right.
And so the last couple days, I've wanted to talk about this. And now it's perfect as we lead into Louisville Duke tonight, a game that I would bet Louisville, that I think Louisville wins. I think they win big. And if they don't, then we will have that discussion tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And obviously, if it's close, we'll see. But me and you talked about this, Strebel, and I have talked to people off the air.
Oh.
Anonymously.
Anonymous. Okay, anonymous people.
Talk to Louisville buddies, if you will.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult because we're so close to this.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But there is such a disconnect and randomness, if you will, with what Louisville football fans think of what's going on here.
Yeah.
And like this morning, our guy, Double D, who I agree with and I disagree with. We'll get to that here in a second.
Okay.
Okay. Was basically saying, hey, you go 6-6, get bowl eligible tonight. I mean, giving you the Kentucky loss, go 6-6. There is improvement. Satterfield's for sure back next year.
Yeah, now, I see what he can build from there.
I want to be clear. I he could lose the next two games, and he would be back as coach. That is my opinion, and I think that is, like, Satterfield is back next year. Now, the only interesting question to me would be if he won out, which I do obviously not believe he's going to do.
Yeah.
What does Vince Tyree do with his contract at all?
Do you mean so
with
get them
some
that bump?
Of the assistants? Mm-hmm. Because at some point, you know, Brian Brown has been taken care of, and we know because of last year. They won four games last year and played 11, right?
That's correct. They played the extra Western Kentucky game.
And so
yeah.
Drew made the point of, well, you'd be a couple games better. Now, last year, incomplete season, it's hard to gauge. I believe that we all use that year. If you're really good, like Indiana football was,
right.
You used that in marketing for this year. If you weren't like Kentucky basketball, like Kentucky football, like Louisville football, mm-hmm. you then use it as, well, it's a COVID year, and we learned things from that, but it was so difficult, and we've moved on.
You shoo it away.
But I'm using Blankenbaker as a reference.
Okay.
But I'm not, that's not to pick on him. I want to be clear with this.
Sure.
That I just believe there is a disconnect. Rummage doesn't believe what Blank thinks. Like I'm
yeah, he's not buying what Blankenbaker's
selling.
I'm
using them as an example here, but I don't know what the future of the tone of the fan base is. And I do believe, on top of it, that there are a number of Louisville football fans that are tired of this kind of discussion, okay? Mm. The problem you have tonight is it's Duke.
There's not a lot you can take away from this game,
yeah, I mean,
unless it doesn't go well.
This is such an easy layup for Satterfield. You go, you win by a lot of points.
Right.
In Cutcliffe's final game, I am surprised that Duke hasn't done something around this. If it were a game, maybe they think they can win. I mean, I don't think Duke thinks they can win any game. but I just, there is, to me, and maybe I'm wrong with this respect, let me go back, that maybe the majority of fans disagree with Blankenbaker, actually. And
I think that's closer to that.
And maybe the majority is against him, and that's where people sit, and we don't want to sit here and just admit it because it is a negative thing to admit. And that's kind of the confusion that I have, is like 6-6, nothing about that with the loss to Tennessee is going to turn me on for next season.
Right. Yeah,
I want to be clear with that. Now, would it be better than 5-7 and not making a bowl and losing these final two games, which would be an absolute embarrassment?
Disaster.
It would be a disaster. Obviously, it is. You get a bowl. You have a young team. You get those extra practices. I'm sure that's something. I mean, Jack, get
You're
ready.
You hear about that from Stoops.
Get ready from that.
One of his favorite
topics. These two boring coaches.
Yeah.
But that's like, there is a big week-to-week disconnect here with how the fans think. And I usually have a fairly good pulse of here's what Kentucky or Louisville fans think about a subject. Mm-hmm. We're so close to it, we see both ends. I mean, I can sit next to Strebel, and then I can have a conversation 6 minutes later with Blank, right. And then Rummage, and then
Diener. Then Rummage pops
and, yeah,
up.
And
yeah.
Everyone's different, and you hear from buddies who are upset, who won't go to games,
right.
who have said, I'm not going to go to games.
As long as Satterfield's
there. And
then
you got some people that believe, hey, you got to give them time no matter what and support the team, 6-6, you know, bowl game, whatever it may be.
And then you have half
Scott
pregnant.
Satterfield's out here just working for
And they've landed a couple kids here in the last little bit. So that's, like, to me, the frustrating thing is tonight, because Duke so bad doesn't do anything, this is a layup for Satterfield.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a layup for Scott Satterfield to have another feel-good week under his belt, going and feeling as good about yourself as you can.
All season long.
Given how the season could have been going into the Kentucky game. Obviously, injuries with both schools. Injuries anyway, but injuries this week against bum opponents. But this isn't a 27-21 game.
No.
This is a 47-21 game, right?
Like, yeah,
this
100%.
This isn't a game where we ever think, I mean, halftime, we should not be thinking that Louisville's going to lose the game.
Or dreading the fourth quarter.
Or saying they need to wake up. Or
having
close.
Doubt.
Having any doubt. Worrying about it being a three-point game in the fourth quarter, knowing how U of L has played there. And so it's just been this season, I believe, I guess here's the crux of what I'm trying to figure out. Has it been as week to week as we've seen, or have people just been frustrated the majority of the year?
I think it's the majority of the
because
year.
Because I believe Saturday with the Lamar game in Syracuse,
yeah.
I believe that was that's a contained game.
Right, because it's Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
he was the story, no matter what happened on the field.
But the only thing, the reason I may be burned is because of how bad Duke is.
Right.
So if they were facing NC State
tonight,
this week, I mean, if they were facing a number of other teams, even Boston College, on their schedule,
on the road,
I would know that my take was going to end up being right.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't have to worry about it. But if Louisville won big, I don't think they'll win 41-3. But the expectation here is that Louisville wins, and that number, if you're talking about a 3-touchdown win,
sure.
Then there you go. Speaking of, Nick Valvano's here. He's leaving.
Nick.
He's going to the restaurant.
Bye, Nick.
We got to take a quick shot at him, though.
Why? What'd he do?
I mean, my man, and there's nothing wrong with this, so I sound like Mike Francesa when I say this, okay?
Yeah.
But my man Nick, he did a little Sports Center update.
Oh, okay.
A little Sports Center update.
Sure.
Brought
as producers
to you by,
do.
Right. Yeah. A little Sports Center update.
But he defined it.
No. He
2 o'clock hour, was it?
No, he threw to
this is totally fair, my bad, but everybody.
He threw to a clip
of
the Duke play-by-play guy who was on yesterday with Ennis.
And then
at the very end,
at
the very end, I'm like, I can't get any love. And then yesterday, we had 40 and DeCourcy on.
Yeah,
right?
Nothing from those
Strebel
guys.
Talked about women's underpants.
I did get a clip from each.
Yeah, I mean, you can't get, I mean, we had two, those are two high profile guests.
What are we doing?
Jack, is if on cue, not missing a beat to throw me under the bus.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Man. He can't feed, I mean, his body's burning up right now, Nick. This body is so warm right now. Look at him.
Oh, his hair's all matted. Matted and wet.
It's going to be.
It's going to be by the end of the show. I mean, you might as well call this ESPN 680 The Drive. I mean,
By
the
end,
way, thanks for the candy.
And then at the very end, Nick said, take us up next. Like feeble, like meek, far away from the microphone. Yeah.
And it takes up next.
I'm like, don't even say that. I don't want any part of that promotion.
We don't want any love from you.
Get out of here. No, Texas says, change the subject. Okay.
Well, I just real quick, I think it's closer to people have been mad since the beginning of the season because I think that Ole Miss game was such a kick in the groin. Like, Louisville fans really thought they'd go out there and not win, but compete in that game and not get their doors blown off. Like, they did. I think that set. Now, Ole Miss is a lot better than I think a lot of people thought. I mean, they're probably going to be 10-2 by the end of the season. So there's really not much shame losing like that, but I think that set the tone. And then you get a meek little game against EKU. And then after that, it's just been. Then it was up and down all season. But I think it started off poorly.
Okay, so let me
and it
ask
went
you,
poorly for the rest of the year.
What do we think about this, this push for optimism at the end of a season where we haven't talked about real optimism since Central Florida?
Because that was the last time,
because,
you're right,
listen,
yeah.
Here's my point. It feels fake, doesn't it? That's how I take it. Listen, I'm a New York Giants fan. Every year they do this. They'll win some games at the end and make it respectable.
Make you feel a little
and
better.
And go 7-10, and it's not respectable.
Right.
It's not good enough. And next year, you're not going to trick me with next year. And the Louisville fan is going to have to decide, are we going to be tricked with next year? Now, that's a very brash statement for me to say. I happen to think they have some solid young talent, but I don't know if that solid young talent is more than 7 wins, right?
Right. Are they better than what they are?
Every team has talent to some extent.
Yes, but right? The degrees of talent are different. You mean, Louisville has talent.
In Kentucky next year, yikes. Jack, I'm saying it. Kentucky next year won't make a bowl game.
Oh, that's not
true. I'm ready
true.
To say
that. Yeah, they
especially
will,
if
too.
If Wondell leaves, you will not make a bowl game.
You get Todd Harris.
Danky.
You think Danky?
Danky?
Danky.
Oh, Danky.
Oh.
That's still his favorite
thing. Did you do that on purpose?
Yes, of course
I
did it on purpose.
Yeah,
on
he loves
he's not
that.
Real.
He is real.
No.
Texas says Louisville and Kentucky should have the same record. Texas says move on. Texas says Shannon the Dude was talking about Jack on the KSR pregame show.
Oh.
A little STD on a Thursday.
Whoa, the KSR pregame show.
How about
show.
That?
You got double dipped in the baptism pool of KSR today.
How about that?
Whoa, you got the pregame show and
have
the main
to wipe,
show?
Wipe my booty down?
No, not in Kentucky.
You might want to clarify that.
Yeah,
we have to clarify.
You don't have to do that.
We might have to clarify the Blankenbaker. Wiping of the rear end joke. That's what he said he was going to do.
Yep.
It was biblical.
He got very graphic.
He got very graphic. There were feet in the air at one point.
Yeah, Diener had to calm him down. Yeah. Kind of like, oh, no, that's
I
enough.
I did
it's,
tell
it's
Diener this morning, I'm like, he was Frankenstein yesterday.
Without like, you there
like,
to hold
without,
him back.
Without you there, he was Frankenstein.
Did you tell him about the Matt Jones rant?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Texas says, how has no one used the drop of Blankenbaker saying, let's go Duke from last week? It's a great point.
Oh, yeah.
That
is
a great
let's
point.
Let's go Duke for Kentucky last week. That's what that set us all off as well.
Texas says, if you had talented guards in the roster, you wouldn't need a kid to reclassify and leave high school early for all the help. Devin Askew wants to know how this works out.
They're not getting him to reclassify because they need him. He's reclassifying on his own.
No, you feel they need him.
No, I don't. I don't at all. It's just another awesome piece.
Then why are you all turned on? Yeah, you do. You want
you wouldn't
him.
Be turned on
you
by a five-star, top-three recruit. That shouldn't turn me on. I should be like, oh, well, big deal. I shouldn't be turned on about that. We don't need him, but damn it, I'll take a five-star, badass, lottery pick, NBA top-10 player.
What do you
wouldn't
think,
you?
Jack? What do you think?
He's pushing Ty to the side.
I'm not pushing Ty to the side.
Ty to Veer Wheeler.
Yeah.
And
no,
really
push
Ty
to the side. Mintz?
Yes. Yeah, Mintz and Grady. Move. Shaden Sharp's here. Get out of the way. That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
Is there Rika desperation? Is there desperation?
Hell no. I feel good about my team no matter what.
I feel good about
my
team.
But damn it, if I'm going to get
that
a five-star
not a five-star
guard, top three player,
okay.
Lottery pick, top 10 player.
He went back to
am
three,
I supposed
didn't
to
he?
Be sad?
Didn't he go back to three with the reclassification?
I don't give a damn what he went back to.
He was only number one because
I don't give
to
but he went to three, so now he's number three.
I don't give a damn what he is.
He's behind Jalen Dern.
No, he's not. He's behind. No, he's behind Chet Holmgren and, Paolo Banchero. Those are the two players he's behind. So actually, he's ahead of Jalen Dern and Amone Bates.
Shout out, Coach K.
How about
like,
that?
He'll just go away.
How about? about that? How about he's ahead of your boy Bates and your boy Durham? Ahead of both of them. Yeah, well, secured. Ahead of both of them. Wait, Shane Sharp plays in that game, they win. How about that?
Texas says Crean's IU sweatshirt is a bit danky.
It is.
Someone has texted a sea of blue. I'm going to look that up.
Oh, what happened to sea of blue?
Texas says Rodriguez is coming back, according to Freddie Maggard. Oh, I don't know if that's a joke or not.
That has to be.
Because Freddie Maggard had him winning the Heisman. Don't look at me.
I'm not.
Did that, not me.
No, I'm not mad at you.
We laugh at that.
I don't.
Kentucky people did that.
I know.
The silliest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It was not only silly, they get so
your third stringer on
sensitive
Georgia.
When you call them out about stuff like that. They get mad.
Is that why you don't do it?
Yes.
Texas says there is an optimism. The dude is hovering around the baseline. This is a boring conversation. Texas says this is a stale conversation.
What, the football one?
Texas says, did Strebel wear his Miami hat in today?
I did not. No,
did you go
hat.
Look for it?
No, absolutely not. I told you it's gone. Hey, the process.
There
hey,
he is.
What's up?
Process. Did he take a little nap in his car? Is that what he did? The process is running the first hour or maybe the first hour and a half of Ennis's show today.
Okay.
So Pat can be a co-host.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Power hungry Pat. Yeah, no, I'm going to be a I took a nap in my car. I feel fine.
Well, good grief.
I went over to the store. I should have got him a Bang energy drink.
Yeah,
real
get
quick.
You a little Bang.
Yeah, is this where the IG models are always looking at?
He says get that for him tomorrow.
There we go. Yeah, he's going to be in with us tomorrow.
Oh, get now, process Jack, tomorrow?
Jack's leaving at what time? 8 a.m. tomorrow?
8 a.m. tomorrow.
8 a.m. Him and a buddy are going to make
driving.
That six-hour trek down I-65
I'm not
to
the one
Tuscaloosa.
Driving.
Oh, right, and you're not driving? That's great. I don't like driving
that's
either.
Strebel.
Yeah, you're like me. Yeah, that's great, Jack.
Except you won't have a Bush light in the car.
Well, that's true.
Right. Yeah, except for that.
Especially not at 8 a.m.
Is Ethan going to roll the red carpet out for you?
We'll get into that.
I'm excited about this discussion. Well,
okay. I think Jack's scared of this conversation.
You a little nervous?
I think he's scared, yeah.
I mean, Marcy's listening.
Yeah, someone might be listening. The family's listening.
I think the Bears are well aware what I'll be doing.
It's going to be debauchery.
Does your grandmother know?
It's going to be debauchery. Granny knows.
Granny knows?
Leave
Granny
alone. I don't know if she remembers that I'm going.
What do you call her?
Nay-nay.
Nay-nay. Yeah, yes. Nay-nay. Okay, Nay-nay knows.
Wasn't that a dance?
Yeah, the Nay-nay. It's like... You can't see me what I'm doing, but there's like
that's
a hand in the air.
You've seen the Locke doing the...
Yes.
You've seen that. Have you seen
the
that?
What? Locke did the nay-nay? No, he didn't.
You haven't seen this?
I've not seen this.
It's
no.
Phenomenal.
You haven't seen this?
Not that I remember. No, I don't remember seeing Locke doing the
nay-nay. It was back
nay-nay.
When he was on HAS.
Oh,
and it was
no.
a dance contest at the halftime of an indoor soccer game.
No, I definitely haven't seen this.
It was at Mockingbird, right? And Kent Taylor.
Oh, no, I definitely have not
you
seen this.
You have not
this.
Seen this?
No, I have not.
You're going to pass out. We got to play that for him after the break. You haven't seen that?
No, I've never
Jack,
seen
we'll
it.
Jack, we're to go find that because it's on YouTube. We got to find that.
Oh, I got
to
see this,
well,
yes.
All right, let's take a break now.
All right.
That's what we're doing after the break. Strebel hopefully reacts live to Lachlan McClain in a dance contest doing the nay-nay.
Yeah.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You coached back in 2001 a running back by the name of David Wilson. I'm a big New York Giants fan, and I'm sad he had a neck injury because I think David Wilson was going to be a hell of an NFL player, Coach. A hell of an NFL player.
And James Strebel.
You are 1,000,000,000% right in saying that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Remember, the National Women's Soccer League is excited to welcome fans to Louisville for the 2021 NWSL Music There, Jackie Boy Championship, presented by Budweiser.
Man.
Sorry, I was sending the video.
Out. We're struggling today, aren't we?
The video's been sent.
My goodness, we're struggling today. I think we found it, so hang on.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Is it?
Yes, it is it.
It's... Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh boy. Yeah, you're gonna faint.
Yeah.
You're gonna. And by the way, it's Locke doing the Dougie. It's
oh, the Dougie.
Not the name. I apologize. I knew that wasn't right. They'll have the celebration. Also, fans invited to the Butchertown Block Party on Friday evening. That's all presented by MasterCard. It's a big weekend. Located steps from Lynn Family Stadium, site of Saturday's game between the Chicago Red Stars and Washington Spirit. It's open to the public. The Block Party is on Friday. Free food, live music, as well as a chance to meet and greet NWSL players. The event runs from 5 to 9 p.m. In the surface lot beside Butchertown Market building on Story Avenue. Okay, 437-9680. Reminder, tonight we'll have pre- and post-game coverage over on 93.9 The Ville of Louisville Duke. We'll have the Thursday night football game coming up 8 o'clock tonight on 680-1057 in Soccer City coming up at 6 o'clock. I think Entz is Mike One tonight.
What?
Yeah, I think Entz is, well, he's producing, but he's also Mike One.
So he's producing just, and he's Mike
it's
One.
It's just
Whoa.
Him and Casey Whitfield. How
Whoa,
about that?
Whoa, little duo. How
he's,
about that?
He's going to push her out of the way.
Yeah, get out of the way, Casey.
All right, so the only payoff for the audience here is just going to be Strebel laughing. That,
yeah.
You've seen this now, Jackie. It's amazing, right?
Oh,
it's amazing.
Wait.
Oh, it's great.
And the thing is, I know intern Noah has no idea who Locke is, so to try to explain him and why this is funny.
Oh, that would take a long time.
So hang on. They did highlights.
Okay.
Did wave three.
All right.
Of the dance. There's a dance competition.
Right. Okay.
At the Louisville Lightning game, I believe. That's what they
oh,
were.
Oh, okay. So it was
remember
like they,
them, the Louisville Lightning?
Yeah, so it was like a little halftime show or
a
something.
A little halftime. So I'm going to go ahead and put the iPad up here.
Oh, Kent's highlight of the night.
Kent's highlight of the night.
Kent's highlight of the night.
Okay, Kent's highlight of the night. And
all right.
Here is, I mean, this is going to change your life.
I can't. I did. Oh! He popped his collar. He popped his collar.
Hang on.
Oh, wait, there's more?
Oh, yeah, it was like 40 seconds.
Oh, no. Oh, God, that's so awkward. He's gone like dad jeans.
Oh, of course no. He's got dad jeans.
You know what's really funny? He thinks he's like doing a good job.
No, he doesn't. He
yes,
knows
he does.
He looks
no.
terrible.
Oh,
he knows he looks
terrible.
He's
having a convulsion. Oh, look at Kent. He looks sad. He looks embarrassed for Locke.
How about that? Little Scott Reynolds?
Yeah,
Scott
little,
Reynolds. I'm tired of this bleep. I'm tired of this bleep.
Everybody wasn't tired of seeing Locke dance. Don G had to be just...
She had to be horrified.
Horrified at what she was watching there. She had to be... Don G didn't want any part of that.
We need to tweet that out. We need to find that, tweet that out again just for Locke.
And tag.
Every single time. In fact, we need to tweet that out every single time Virginia loses a basketball game.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's kind of what I would like to do.
Just a gif of him popping the collar.
He'll get mad like, That's a former life. That's not my job anymore. I work for Spectrum. Get that out of here.
There you go. Yeah, look at Entz. He's on mic one. He says he's pushing everyone out of the way.
Whoa.
How
even
about that?
Former soccer player and expert Casey Whitfield can't have an opinion tonight. This is the Jason Entz Show.
Texas says, I saw Locke on Spectrum basically asking if he's seen Dr. Waldman with the hair. No, Locke would not. He believes he is the professional.
Yes. He can do his own hair.
He'll do his own hair.
Yeah.
No,
he'll make it grow himself.
He's the professional.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you don't worry about it.
I'll do this.
I'll do this myself. You don't worry about it.
I'll watch a YouTube video and figure it out.
A process that takes hours, you know.
You like take that hair from other parts of your head.
That a man or woman goes to school, you know,
right.
30 years to be perfect at. Yeah.
And build a career on it.
Yeah.
And open a business and do all these things, but Locke can do it.
Texas says, Strebel said before the break, is Ethan going to roll ...
Roll out the red carpet for Jack. That's what I meant. And that too. Is that going to happen?
Yes and yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yes and yes.
Jack's going to have a big weekend.
437-9680 if you want to get in anything there. So you guys are just like blowout tonight. Louisville wins big and that's it. We just got to move on. It's all about the Governor's Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. I think both teams are in the same position
and
this
you're
week.
Good to go.
Win big.
You move
stay
on.
Stay healthy.
Everyone's
move on.
Good to go.
Then all your chips are on the
table. How are you going to be next week?
Oh, I'm going to be horrible. Okay, I'm going to be cocky. Enough. I'm not going to concede any nervousness at all.
I think Rummage is going to be bad too.
Yeah,
like I expect this to be bad. I expect Blank to be bad.
Yeah,
I expect Issel to be bad.
Already been bad.
Yeah, well, you guys have
He's
already
got a head start.
You know, that's a great point. You guys have already been bad.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, a next level of terrible because we're used to terrible around here, but that next level of evil.
It's coming up.
And I've seen that in your eyes. I've seen that in Blank's eyes.
I mean, if I see Blankenbaker in the hallway if we're at Studio next week, I'm not talking to him. I can't speak to him. I'll just ignore
him.
I'll turn my back and
How
I'll walk away. If he comes to the window, I usually wave at him and smile. None of that. I'll frown. Maybe give him nails down.
You're going to be mean to
maybe
everybody.
A little scowl.
It's game week for
it's
you.
Game week. It's game day.
It's game day.
Yeah, it's time to put away the toys and get serious. Next week. No more this babying.
What kind of toys do you have over there? What kind of toys are sitting around the Strieble household?
Monopoly.
I mean, that's the last game I see the Strieble's playing.
We play it.
No, I. That's a tough one to believe.
No, we do.
That's an absolute tough one to believe.
Yeah, we play Monopoly.
Should we go room to room on toys? You want to do that? You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that?
Because he knows one kid has more toys than the other two combined.
That's
not what we're saying.
Yeah, That's okay, Jack.
Yeah, I just go a different route on that.
Yes, you did.
Do we have a sound sheet today of any kind? Did you throw it in here?
Noah put it on.
Here we go.
Good
Look
job, Noah.
Here's what's on it. Blank picks UK to cover, crushes Stoops. Two Diener moans.
Okay. Those are always good. Crushes Stoops. Why's he crushing Stoops? He's up. I don't know. What did Stoops do?
What did Stoops do beyond the normal nonsense? Anything?
He doesn't talk.
What has Stoops done?
He gets
besides the normal stuff. Did he do anything?
I don't think so. I didn't see Stoops doing anything. So I'll be interested maybe later to hear why Blank is crushing Stoops. Hey, he'll find something.
Well, it's not interesting. It's the same. It's the same thing we hear every single day. There's nothing interesting about it.
It might be a new avenue.
I was going to tease this, but let's just do this now. The reports that Lane Kiffin would be interested in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is simultaneously, even though they don't play all the time, obviously.
Right.
In both conferences. That would be a good thing for Kentucky and a bad thing for U of L, right?
That's 100%.
That's the only way to view that, right?
Oh, yeah,
again,
absolutely.
Even though in ACC, it's cross division.
Yeah.
So I have no idea. Jack, can you look that up? The FB schedules, or have Noah do that? When's the next time they're even scheduled to play Miami? It might be like 4 years from now.
Right.
I have no idea. It might be like 2 years. I have no idea.
I know Stoops played. They played Ole Miss relatively like
last year.
Like they played them last year. Then they think they played them like the previous year or the year before.
But this is good for you because Ole Miss isn't going to get a star. When they get a star, it's a stepping stone type situation.
Like Lane Kiffin,
or
maybe
Houston Nutt.
Houston Nutt.
You know what?
Just trying to stay alive in the coaching game.
Me saying Houston Nutt is safer than saying nut.
It really is.
Because that's what I did. My brain, at the last second, had this fail-safe feature.
Yeah.
Okay? That said, Houston Nutt. How could that be taken? And so it changed it to net. So I saved myself, okay?
Your radio brain kicked
in. Right, my radio brain kicked in.
By the way, the ACC hasn't released schedules past 2024 yet.
Of course they haven't.
And Miami's not on the schedule in 2022, 2023, or 2024.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be a while before they play Miami.
Right.
That's sad.
He will have taken three other jobs by then.
I was going to say, he might be back at USC.
He'd be the Miami job. He said he'll be at Alabama then.
Oh.
He'd be at Alabama.
That'd be great.
He'll leave LSU to go to Alabama.
Why shouldn't he be the Alabama coach?
Alabama fans loved him when he was there. They did. They absolutely loved him while he was there. I'm with you. I don't know why he shouldn't be.
Texas says Louisville's going to beat Kentucky. You're going to cry, Rig.
No, I don't think so. No, that's not going to happen. It's going to be a fun postgame
Texas
show.
Texas says poor Wyatt and Ellie eating hot dogs next week. BBN Kellen eats steak.
No, they get the same food.
It's a great point.
Yeah, they all get the same food. I don't make like
your family's
special...
not even watching it. Are they going to watch it? You want to go to the game? By the way, you want to go in?
Yeah, I would like to. If that's available,
it's not available to you. Get your wallet out and pay the $35.
Yeah, I've paid that before, but like I would like because I know I have to be back here for the post game show, but I would like to venture out and maybe experience the scene.
I would like to know a damn game time for this.
Well, that's a fair point. I mean, God bless America.
You're not the only one.
It's
Jack.
Thursday of the week before. Let's get a damn game
it's
time.
It's ridiculous.
Can we not know
it's ridiculous
when they're playing so we can start setting things up and scheduling things?
That's what you're worried about. Streeble's real passionate about this, Jack. He needs to schedule stuff. Look at him. That's fake outrage.
No, it's not.
It's affecting us. It's fake outrage. You don't have anything going on Saturday night.
Watch the game.
How bad are you going to be if Kentucky wins that
night? It'll be horrible.
All night.
All night long. It'll be one of those bourbon nights.
Oh,
it'll be one of those bourbon
no.
extended into the night nights where you go, I mean, the last
it's
time.
It's going to be a long week. What are we going to do on Monday?
I know what I'm doing on Monday.
I'm worried about something this weekend. I don't know what it
really?
Is. Like an injury or something. I hate even saying it.
Don't say that. No.
I know. I don't like it.
I want them both to be healthy. I want Louisville to be healthy, and I want Kentucky to be healthy. Because I want them at full strength when they get beat. And I know the tum-tums will come out.
What about tum-tums?
It'll be some
little tum-tum.
Some BS excuse
will
come
great.
Flying out from Blankenbaker or whomever in card land.
Remember it was on the tum-tum game, Nick Roush reported
that there were stomach issues.
That there were tum-tum issues.
Yes.
And everyone U of L wise refuted that, and then they
called him a liar.
And then they got smoked, and then they said they did have tum-tum
issues.
It's
a great pivot. An all-time great lie. Pivot everything else. I mean, it shows
they got
the truth.
They got caught.
They got caught. Their hand in the cookie jar.
That was a sad moment.
It was a great moment.
I was saddened.
Me.
Well, I know it was, but I was saddened by it.
It's like that's Louisville football in a nutshell.
When do you want to get to your numbers?
Whenever. 4:30? I can do it right now. 4:30?
How long do we need for your numbers? Not long.
No, not long. It's just one of those things where I've got some numbers. I have a point I need to make, and that's it. It's not going to take long. It'll be.
We know.
Yeah. Well,
look at process, right?
I know.
He's brooding in the corner,
facing to the phone, brooding.
Today, process was he put Mayor Fisher on the air, not to talk about bike lanes. He put Mayor Fisher on the air because anytime there's soccer, Mayor Fisher has
yes,
to
I
be.
Think that last year's Louisville-Kentucky game is a good example of a team who really had a stomach bug, the flu or whatever. A lot of guys
some sort of virus.
I want to hear about 70% after that, too. So what did I put Mayor Fisher on today?
Well, no, Mayor Fisher was on, and Dieter was on.
Hi, this is Mayor Fisher.
Was on remote.
Yeah.
And there was a split second where Dieter dropped.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I need Dieter to drop while Mayor Fisher's on the air and have process just sitting there. Like, what do you do? Do you ask a question?
Yeah, right.
Do you go to break?
Hey,
do you ask
how
about
the bike paths?
Lane?
Yeah. Tell me about the bike paths. Yeah. Well, it's really good for the infrastructure. That's high down. God, I hate politics.
What are the
you
secrets?
Just said,
that's
what
a nice bowling shirt, by the way.
Thank you. It's great.
Very Polish looking. Polish.
I got
for
this
you.
At Burlington Coat Factory.
Of course you did.
Or I think it's just
You're
called Burlington now.
What about the pants? What are the pants looking like? Are they ironed well today? Because sometimes it's not so good.
No, they're not.
No, but they're not bad. That's not bad.
It's all right.
I've had worse and better.
That's fair. All right, I'm out of here.
Sounds like liar,
down,
liar.
Rip the dream.
All right, bye. Thank you, Frost.
See you tomorrow. Get me a bang.
Texas says, is Rig going to the game next weekend? We'll see.
We'll see.
I think, we'll talk about that next week, what we should do logistically. I will help you if you want to try to... Here's what I would like to try.
Okay. I'm for anything.
I know. I would like for you to be on the Comrex around the stadium.
I would love that. I would be in love with
Ence would be back here, obviously.
Yeah, someone's got to run the board.
And I would be, we'll have somebody here. And I will process. And I will be, he doesn't know it yet. I will be, no, he does. I will be, I could go out there with you.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
A little tech support. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll gauge it.
Yeah.
I think it would end poorly just because connection there would not be good.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, you give takes, and then we move to a tailgate. You give takes.
Sure.
You just get a bunch of BBN yes. brethren just to yell the alley
cats.
Down.
The alley cats the will alley be out cat, there.
Really,
yeah.
The alley cats.
Oh, yeah. All the cat fans going to the alley. It's the alley cats. I'm going to hashtag it all week.
You'll be at the alley.
Yeah. You're going to the alley?
Yeah. Okay. If I'm able to go, I will go to the alley. Yes.
Where else would he go?
I'm going to walk in there while Blake's doing the alley show. And I'm going to sit down. He's going to say, well, I don't know if this is a good idea. I don't know. This is a good idea. That's what he told me. He's like, you know what?
Close the alley.
Yeah.
Close the alley. Invite only.
Well, there's a pre-screen. You have to wear a red shirt to get into the alley.
This is a true story. So I was speaking to Blakenbaker.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey. I was like, wouldn't it be funny the day of the UK U of L game if I came and sat in and did a little bit of the alley show with you? And he's like, well, I don't know about that. I don't think that would fly. I don't think. And I was like, Blank.
You should do a separate alley show on 680.
Yeah, the Kentucky alley over right across
Wild
from
Wildcat Alley.
Wildcat Alley. Welcome to Wildcat Alley.
Oh, man.
Save
that.
That's why it's important. That's why I'm passionate about knowing the time of the game, because there could be a lot of things going on here, and I want to know, you know, what time to get things going.
Texas says, what about John Bull saying he had a gun pulled on him today? Yeah, he did.
That's funny. He had you undercover.
He went. Well, he wasn't undercover.
He wasn't?
No, he just chased a drug dealer down. Yeah.
That's awesome. Badass.
Yeah, the guy reached. Yeah, I mean, for him.
Yeah.
I mean, for you, not him.
Not for him. I'm sure it was terrifying for John Bull, but I mean, that sounds like a movie.
Texas says, I'm getting a group of 10 guys to come find and heckle Strebel. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah,
that'd be
come
fine.
Heckle
that'd
me.
Be even better.
Throw L's up at me.
Texas says, it sounded like Bobby Petrino was the mayor of Louisville. It is true. Fisher wants to be a part of anything soccer related.
Yes.
I could go out and start the Sweeney League. And
he'll show up.
Crean would be, yeah, and Crean would be my star player.
And Noah's your goalie.
Of course, you'd be the best player and the best team, because you'd be the only team, which means Jason Entz would support you. So there, you know.
By the Sweeney soccer
shirt. Yeah, got to be the best already.
Yeah.
We'll be part of FIFA in 10 years.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll do the blitz next. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And then at 4:25, we'll get to your numbers.
All right.
What are your numbers about to tease the audience?
My numbers are about transfers. How are the Kentucky transfers doing compared to their old place? And how are the Louisville transfers doing compared to their old stomping ground?
So you're just basically doing the,
I did the reverse Bozich.
Yeah, but Bozich inspired
me.
Inspired you. Yes.
Yeah, he inspired
Bozich
me.
Bozich inspired
he did. I read his, like, what's Aiden Gahan up to?
Joey Brunk in his
what's
five
Joey
total
Brunk
points.
Up to?
Can I pause
you
first? You only read it because, of course, it's not behind a paywall.
Well, I do have a paywall. So I have the Athletic, and I have Cats Illustrated.
By the way, I think they got me for the auto rejoin. I'm not and I mean the price just shoots up.
Oh yeah, every time
after that first year.
Yeah,
woo!
Yeah,
bang. They settled down a little bit.
Yeah,
I know they
Come
got
on,
settled.
Kyle Tucker.
But what are we doing here? Welp.
I think Kyle Tucker controls the price.
Welp. Kentucky lost again. Welp. Welp.
Welp.
Welp. Welp.
You should say welp to Kyle Tucker if you see him at basketball games.
Let's take a break. Blitz, Kentucky, Louisville, Indiana. We'll do that next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.